Well, welcome everyone to the first Friday of the month Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary Getten, and I will be your hostess today. We do this every first Friday of the month, and we're into our eighth year now of doing this, and it's beautiful. We have a wonderful community of people, and we're always wide open to accepting more and more as many people that want to come in as we can have on this line, which is probably 1,000. So tell your friends and family to come and join us. Today, our meditation is going to be led by Bonnie, Dolphin Ambassador. And Bonnie is a creative entrepreneur. Creativity really is her middle name. I mean, she creates products and services that activate your conscious connection to your soul and to dolphins and whales and other animal ambassadors. And she's the founder of Dolphin Whale TV and Golden Dolphins Media Productions. I met Bonnie back at one of the cetacean summits, right, Bonnie?
Yeah, that was 5 years ago,
Yeah, we did a little segment for your Dolphin and Whale TV. That was really fun.
Yeah.
And she's also doing motion photography and filming of dolphins and whales from boats or underwater, and still photography of land animal ambassadors and nature. So you can visit her work on Dolphin Whale TV on Vimeo and YouTube and Amazon Fire Stick and Roku TV. Probably one of the best ways to find it is to go to dolphinwhaletv.com, and then you can see all the different things that she's got going. Bonnie also channels and speaks light languages with cetaceans, the dolphins and whales, and you can actually experience your soul essence through the energy that resonates with your spirit when she's doing that. So she also has a Dolphin and Whale Messages podcast, which is on iTunes and Spotify, Amazon, and Google Play. So Bonnie, I am really excited to see what you're going to do for us today.
Okay, I'm excited too. Thank you for having me today, Mary.
Oh, anytime.
Okay, so I'm just going to jump right in and get started. So just kind of sit back and relax, everyone. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of the Global Water Healing Meditation. Love the energy that we're feeling today. It's amazing. The goal, of course, is to raise the frequency of water all over the earth for you, humanity, the animals, and nature. And by raising that frequency, we're also clearing the water with a nice golden energy from the sun, bringing that energy in that we used in Egyptian times. We used the sun a lot to feel that cleansing the water already. And also our emotions. We have emotions within us that are water. So feeling that energy, and you can do whatever you need to do with that energy for yourself. This is also for you, because you're bringing your soul essence to this beautiful meditation today, and that is participating in a beautiful way of bringing your I Am presence forward. So if you can just tap now even more to your I Am presence and bringing your soul essence forward even more into this beautiful space. And just feel your energy now as you do that, connecting to yourself, not only to your soul self, but you're connecting to your human self, which is an amazing gift to be here on the planet now. We have so many gifts and talents that we can share that will help the earth, as in assist the earth. Nobody, you know, it's about working with our own healing within, and then watching it ripple out into the world, how the healing changes everything around us. Once we shift something beautiful within us, a beautiful pattern, a beautiful belief that was serving us at one time is now leaving. And just feel that now. Take some deep breaths and just relax into your own space. And then I'd like to have you come with me if you'd like to and travel with me. We're going to get on a boat in Dana Point today, California. This is the dolphin and whale capital of the world. And get on that beautiful catamaran. It's white. It has dolphins and whales on each side of the boat. And as you gently walk onto the boat, find a seat on that boat, a seat that feels good next to a friend. And just sit there and relax and enjoy the experience and keep bringing your soul essence forward. Feel that in your heart now, your heart energy expanding. So everybody on this call is on the boat, and we're just getting ready to leave the harbor. And as we leave the harbor, we are stepping in with the boat into another dimension. We are leaving the fourth dimension, and we're going on that bridge into the fifth dimension. This is a world of all choices, no limitations. You can easily connect to this piece of yourself because you have the dimensions within you by turning to the left or the right of you to step right into that dimension. It is not above you. It is not below you. It is right there within you. So you can tap into that essence that you have of the fifth dimension that we are all going into eventually. But this is a way for you to tap into it with your creativity, for your own healing work, to do your healing work with water, food, the earth, whatever you need. You can tap into that now as we travel out of the harbor. Take some deep breaths, feeling the energy of the earth, the water of the Pacific Ocean. And as we go out into the ocean, we have just reached that point, that breaking point where we just move right into the ocean. And we start heading out, straight out, and we go out to this place, which they call a beautiful, it's a wall underneath the water. And this wall has food for the dolphins and the whales. Crustaceans are there for them. This is where the hatching begins for them, for a beautiful feeding frenzy. And you'll see sea lions, you'll see birds, and just feeling that essence, we're all coming together. And then we're going to ask from Spirit who would like to join today. Of course, your beautiful soul is here with us, Unity Consciousness. Let's ask Mother Earth to join us as well. The water elements all over the planet. Every water element is conscious on the planet. And then bringing in some life force energy from ourself, from the sun and the new moon that just happened on Wednesday. Bringing that beautiful vibration into this beautiful meditation with all of us that we are creating together. We are creators. And that is why we came here, is to create. That is a beautiful journey, is creating. And then I ask, along with that, is to have Granny, the orca, come in. The orcas are always, off and on, I shouldn't say always, but off and on, they come to Dana Point. So feel Grandma's energy in now, bringing her beautiful soul essence, her I am presence. And this is Mary's beautiful friend as well, bringing in the dolphins, the bottlenose dolphins, the common dolphins, the whales. Let's bring in the sperm whales. Let's bring in the humpbacks, the pilot whales. And if you have a favorite dolphin and whale, please bring them in as well. The sea lions, the big cats, and the polar bears, because they are water elements. They are water. And let's bring in the archangels as well. and just feeling all that energy that we are creating together with them. We are not separate. We are uniting as one, one heart. Our connection to Mother, Father, God, to the earth, to the joy of who we are, stepping right into that even more. And as you feel that and we're sitting on the boat, I just want you to relax as the dolphins and the whales come in and give us a beautiful message to assist us in this meditation with water, to assist the earth, to assist you as well, humanity, all that is on this planet, the trees, nature, the flowers. And so we will connect in now to the dolphins and the whales. Greetings, dear hearts. We are the dolphins and the whales. The galactic dolphins, we should say, and whales. We are here to join your beautiful meditation that you are all creating on behalf of the water element that is on the earth. This is where we are all the time. We are in your oceans. And we are with you energetically, but we are also in the oceans. So come visit us frequently to feel our vibration, to connect with our souls, our spirit. We have a deep connection. We are your ancestors that have been with you for many lifetimes. And we know that you can feel that soul essence in your heart, your vibration, that we have that deep connection. You have a deep connection to the earth. You have a deep connection to water. You have used water in the past as a healing element by putting your hands together in a stream and drinking water from your hands. You had created a healing element within your hands. Or if an animal would drink out of your hands from that stream, they would receive that healing element from you. And you can still do that today when you are on land. You can reach out to do that with yourself, with your own water. Have a water bottle. When you put your hands around that water bottle, you will feel that essence of your own energy that goes into that water that makes you feel amazing and good. You have that connection to water. The journey that you are going on will continue just in a beautiful way. You will begin to feel more joy, and you'll tap more into that essence of the joy of who you are. Step more into your creativity as you do this. Expand your soul. It's about expansion now, stepping into that expansion of who you are, the power of who you are. The more and more you come into the power of who you are assisting yourself and others on the planet by doing so. They are learning from you, the warriors of the light on this call. They're learning about water element from you. They're learning about how to stand in their power of in their soul essence, their I am presence that you bring forward as you walk out into the world. And yes, it is beautiful to retreat within when you need to take care of self. We do so as well. The pods of dolphins, we work with each other energetically. We connect with our sonar. We change things within the earth. We activate the crystals within the ocean. We are helping you in the ocean to change the water element and to bring forward more clean water on the planet. Also, for people to find water on the planet. It is there, dear hearts. It is below the earth, sometimes a little bit deeper, but it is there. The streams are flowing beneath the earth. And so what we'd like to bring in is our beautiful dragon friends, who are also with the water element, to clear the ley lines of the earth now. All the water that's under the earth, clearing those ley lines with the love and the light and the joy. And feeling that energy now. And take some deep breaths with us and exhale. Take a deep breath and just really exhale deeply. Just like we would if you would hear us in the ocean, you would hear us exhale near the boat. Feeling our essence as we do that. Every one of you has dolphin and whale within you. We can feel that. We are all made of water. And take another deep breath and just relax. Thank you for letting us be a part of this beautiful journey with you today. We are so grateful and gratitude to be here with you, the galactic dolphins and whales. Oh, do not forget to come see us in the ocean and play with us. We do love to giggle. We love to hear laughter. And when we turn and look at you from a boat or if you're underwater swimming with us, we do. We look right into your soul and we have that deep soul connection with you because we are connected to you on all levels. God bless. And I will turn it over to our dear Mother Earth to come in and join with her short message. Hello, dear hearts. I'm Mother Earth. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for helping me. I am in gratitude to every one of you. You're beautiful. You have wonderful energy, and I appreciate everything you've been doing for me on this planet. Your connection to me, working with me, in your own meditations, and bringing forward wonderful energy for me. I'm connected to you within your physical bodies as well. So as you feel me shift on the planet, you are shifting too. Just slightly, I'm doing it very slow and gradually so that you can feel just a little shift as I shift. We are connected. And I will be doing more releasing as you do. That is why I'm here, just to let you know that I'm releasing as well and I'm working with you as you work with the trees and nature and all those elements of me, the earth. I'm in gratitude, and just feel that energy as I just connect with you more at the heart of who you are. We have been down this path before, as you probably are beginning to feel that energy unfold, but I assure you that things are going to go well. It is going to go very well because you are awake and you are aware of me. You're aware of the animals, humanity, the water, and what you're doing. Everything that you are doing in your lives is contributing to me on the planet, to growing and to evolving. And you are coming with me. We are evolving and growing together. This is an exciting time to be here. Do not give up. We are here together, uniting and loving one another. Be sure to high-five yourself every morning when you get up and just know that you're doing an amazing job just being here in human form and connecting to your I Am presence. You are doing enough. You are enough and you are amazing. And thank you for being here. God bless you. And I will turn it back over to the dolphins because they're going to do some dolphin light language. To do some activating, if you choose to listen to that, that is great. And that will help connect your even to your more I Am presence of who you are and bring those gifts forward of what you're working on for yourself and for the earth, me. There you go. And here we go as we jump into the dolphin light language. Asamata hekara gota papahara sata hikara gota papa. Okarabata hikara gota papahara to the paka hikara gota papahara to the papahara to the papa. Osa papahira to the papa. So relax. Feel that energy as it comes in now, connecting more to your I am presence. Those gifts that you're bringing forward. There you go. This is the dolphin light language. So feel that essence. Usabahia, papahara, tukapahara, tutapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapapahara, tukapahara, tukapahara, tukahira, sotuhura. Isanamate hekara kutahira. Asa tuta papahita, anatata, kukapapahara, papapapahara, tatakakato. There you go. Isa haka kapahara, kakaka, tukapapahira, tutukukapapahara, tatahikara, katahikara, katahikara, kota papahara, tutapa. O suma sahikara, tisimo, ikara kasa takapahara, tutupapahara, tihira, supahara, skupahira, satahira, satapaha, wah, wah, wah. And now, feel that essence of who you are. And just breathe. I'm Bonnie and I returned. There you go. Feel it. Feel your energy, your essence. And feel the energy of the water element now. As we come back to clear that even more, all over the planet. Feel that. The water. Feel the energy of the water connecting with you now. And put whatever you wish to put in this water that's all over the planet for yourself, for humanity, the animals, and nature. I'm putting in love, joy, peace, laughter. Giggle, creativity. Please add what you would love to have in the water. Appreciation for all. Respect. Heart essence. There you go. And then just tap more into who you are. And then any intentions you want to set for yourself, because it's also about you coming forward as for yourself, honoring yourself for the work that we are doing here today. In this meditation together, this is our creation that we are creating together. You're contributing and it's beautiful. It's amazing. Such a beautiful time to be here. All over the planet. Look for those beautiful sparkles that you see when you're out in the world that light you up. And just hold on to those sparkles within your heart as you do your creativity, whatever it may be. Do you see something that needs to be shifted or changed with water or any element? Nature, the animal kingdom, working with them as well? Go for it. Bring your essence forward. And others will learn from you. You will lead them on a beautiful journey. And you will lead yourself on a beautiful journey as well. And you can't make it up. So cool. So when we're in the fifth dimension, as you are feeling that energy now, as we're sitting on the boat, this is a great place, again, to create what you need for yourself that will expand out to others. Your creation will not only touch you, but your light frequency in your creation will expand out onto the planet. And that's what we're asking, as in all our the beautiful beings on the call today, to bring that forward. Whatever that essence is, whatever that creation you are creating, it is fully supported. Your light's in it. People will feel your life force in it, that you're contributing with anything that you're doing, writing, speaking, anything. That will contribute to the beautiful water element on Earth as well. If you write about water, the consciousness of water, that will contribute to that. That will raise the frequency of the water, the planet. It's about taking action. And if you have to retreat after you take a little action and nurture yourself, please do so. That's a great thing to do. And then you get more inspiration, and then you go again. And then you relax, retreat, and then you go again. It's kind of whatever your flow is, go for it. Even if it's you're going to put yourself out there one day and then you don't for a month, it's okay. Just work with your own elements within you. And then the emotions, just letting your own emotions, what will happen with your emotions is sometimes with whatever you're working on, it brings up some things with your emotion. Just remember that you can step out of this anytime that you need to just take a break and look at that emotion and then do whatever you need to. Creativity, again, is the best space to do that. And being in the fifth dimension, there is no limitations. That is to the right or the left of you. Whatever your field, how you've created, because you are the creator of your own world, whatever you've created there, you can just step into that fifth dimension, take a breath, know that everything else is playing out for a reason to help you release what you need to release so that you move more and more into the new age of the fifth dimension. So just remember that things outside of us are, it's kind of playing out like a theater. Yes, send love and light to it, all of it, but just remember that you are the creator of your own world so you can create something magnificent in all that is happening. And that is what's going to shine through for everybody to see. So let's bring that water element forward even more and just sending the sun and the dolphin energy and the whale energy and the earth energy right into that water. And then sending our energy into that as well to raise that frequency. When that tiger takes a drink out of that stream, they're going to feel our essence today. As they'll feel that energy that we've just put in there, that tiger's going to feel it, that lion. Or that polar bear that's sitting on a glacier is going to feel that essence when they step off that glacier and go in and get some food. And then the food from the ocean that we've done today as well is going to be a higher vibrating food that we have. Fish for the dolphins, for the whales. We are contributing to what they do every day on our planet. The dolphins and whales are in the ocean doing this every day. It's raising the vibration. And so this meditation is helping them as well that's why they were so excited to have us, to be a part of this creation with them. And you can step into this creation anytime you need to do so, for your own healing, to contribute to the water, to contribute to the earth. It's an amazing time to be here. We can shift, we can change anything we need to change. And when you shift to a different perspective of consciousness, as the water element can do very easily, it can turn very easily clear. That's when you can see something that, oh, it was always there. So it's like lifting the veil, as we would say, on a spiritual journey, lifting that veil up and, ooh, it's there. I just didn't see it. So hopefully you will have those aha moments as well that bring you joy. And there are gifts in here for you as well. So please be open to receiving, because you're doing a lot of work today and every day with the earth, animals, humanity, and unity consciousness. Take a deep breath. There you go. Let it go. Step into the center of your head even more. There you go, with your I am presence. You are present now. There you go. And so we have turned around, and this is an opportunity now for you to say goodbye for the dolphin, goodbye to the dolphins for now, and the whale, the dolphins and whales, the sea lions, and the ocean, the water element of ocean. There you go. This is your opportunity, and let them know that if you choose to be back, you will be back. This is your journey. This is your choice. Choice is everywhere when you're in the fifth dimension. Solutions. And then we are returning to shore. We're going into the harbor. Take some deep breaths. There you go. And I'm thanking every one of you right now coming around on the boat, grabbing your hand, both hands, thanking you, heart to heart, blessing you for being here and helping with the global water healing meditation today. And then take some deep breaths, and we'll have you. You can start walking off the boat. But we will stay in the fifth dimension. And Mary will meet up with you as a group in the harbor, on the dock area. Mary will, I'm going to turn it over to you, Mary, now. You wanted to say a few words.
Thanks, Bonnie. Okay. So while we're still in this fifth dimensional state of creation and creativity, I would like us all to imagine a protective blue bubble over Ukraine. And let's fill that blue bubble with golden light. Just open our hearts and just pour golden light into that country and see it going into the people and the animals, the plants and the trees. The buildings and the water and the earth itself. I'll Let's just flow love and golden light and protective energy to that entire country. And let's also just take a moment to send enlightenment, love to the Russian government, that they wake up and move into a heart space, that the madness disintegrates and they are filled with love for all people. And they shift out of this stance that they're in right now. And let us see peace on the entire planet, every continent, every country. Let us hold this vision of peace and love and harmony, because we are all one. And now that the entire planet is glowing with the golden light of our love and our intention and vision for peace and harmony, let's just take a little minute here to send that same golden light and love and healing energy to Jamie Eisenberg in Pennsylvania, who shows up every first Friday of the month, but is right now having a hip replacement. So let's hold Jamie in our hearts. And let's also send love and birthday blessings to our dear friend Muriel on Tybee Island, who also shows up here every first Friday of the month. Happy birthday, Muriel. We love you. Now you can start coming back into your body, back into the third dimension, back in your room.
Fourth, sorry. Do not go third. Higher fourth, please.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Can I jump in?
Yes, go ahead. You bring us back.
Okay, cool, because I wanted to bring him back.
Thank you.
Okay. No problem. I just didn't want to. Okay. Take some deep breaths. Really connect to your heart. Blessing yourself, honoring yourself for all the work that you've done here today. stepping into the higher fourth. Or if you remain in the fifth, that is your choice. Choice is everywhere. Drink some water. Take a sip of water. And by you participating today in this beautiful creation, I just want to make a note here. You're actually balancing out your abundance codes. What that means is it's about giving and receiving. So you have given a lot to this beautiful meditation. Now be open to receiving. Those are the abundance codes that have been activated within you and then all over the earth. Of course, it's always for your best and highest good. And then we'd like, you know, I'd like to thank the dolphins, the whales, Mother Earth, the water, the sun, the new moon, the archangels, the animal ambassadors of New Earth, and the big cats, the polar bears, Granny, the orca for coming in, the waterfalls, the oceans, the galactic dolphins and whales, and for them doing the light language through me, which is an amazing experience. And then take some deep breaths, and then just connect more and more into your body. And just breathe and drink some more water. There you go. And just remember, the dimensions are within you, so you can switch anytime you need to. And ask Spirit for help when you need help with something. And I'm going to turn it over to Mary.
Thank
beautiful.
You, Bonnie.
I loved your that Ukraine. Was... Beautiful.
I loved what you where you took us. It was beautiful. And I brought such a smile to my face to get on that boat in Dana Point because I've been on that boat with Linda and David and Muriel and Frederic and maybe you. I don't know. You might have been there too.
Yeah.
But a lot of us were on that boat that year. We were out there. And so it was really beautiful to get on the boat, and I could see all my other friends on this call, all of you from all over the world. It was so nice to look around the boat and see everybody out there together. So that was really beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
I really appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Welcome. So our next call will be April 1st, April Fool's Day, and Jillian Rutledge is going to be leading us in a meditation that day. So if there's anybody who has something they would like to ask Bonnie or share with her about your experience on this meditation, please just *6 to unmute yourself and tell us your name.
Hey, Bonnie, this is Muriel. That was absolutely resplendent. I was so deep into it, I'm just now kind of coming out. But one thing, in keeping with everything you were saying about pulling in Mother Earth and the animal kingdom and the waters and the dolphins and the whales, to remind everybody that tomorrow is the beginning of the Iditarod. And if you think about the combination of the wild wolf energy of the dogs running in the snow, which is a form of water. Mm-hmm. And so for 1,000 miles, this will be something that we can sort of hitch a ride with and combine our desire to take all of the best of what our animal nature affords us to contribute to the water, the excitement of life itself, the courage it takes to undertake this, including a blind woman who runs the Iditarod, which just blows my mind. So I'm just putting that out there because that's what I'm going to be doing, is joining those dogs in their wild tearing across terra firma in deep,
nice.
Deep snow. So join me.
Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. The other thing I wanted to say is the orca actually originated from the wolves.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. So they came from the wolves. And they're the wolf of the sea. That's what they...
Well, you know, there's something about those dogs running that to me is so similar to cetaceans surging through the water. Very similar vibration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah, they flow over that snow much like a cetacean pod, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
And thank you for the birthday wishes,
Mary.
Hey,
happy birthday, Muriel.
Happy birthday. So good to hear your voice.
80. I'm 80.
Amazing.
Amazing. That's so cool.
It's better than I thought it could be. I had no idea, you know, 80 would be such a pearl.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Great.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Huggles, huggles, huggles.
Happy birthday.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy birthday, Muriel.
Happy birthday.
Oh, you're making my heart happy.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Archie. Archie remembered.
Cool.
Great. Is there anybody else that would like to share something?
Hi, it's Sherry from BC, Canada, and I'm very grateful to be here. I'm very grateful that you brought in Granny because I felt her this morning, and I loved the light language. I just, like, I had a big smile the whole time, and I really felt it. So thank you. It was beautiful.
Thank you. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for those of you who haven't seen it online, J-Pod, Granny's family, had a baby this week.
Yay!
Ooh.
Yay! A new baby.
Woohoo!
Day 59. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Tammy from Nebraska. Huggles, huggles, huggles to everyone. The Baiji Dolphin send the message to everyone to get ready and be open to acceptance. Because there's a lot coming down, and it's all good things.
Yay.
Nice.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
Well, huggles, huggles to all. Oh, and you can't start a song without finishing it. Happy birthday to you.
To you.
Happy birthday,
happy birthday
to you.
To you.
Happy birthday,
happy birthday,
dear
Muriel.
Happy birthday to you. Got to finish the song.
And what happy birthday to that new little orca.
Yeah.
Well, that's who the second pair of huggles was for.
Oh,
what's a huggle?
Okay.
Is a huggle the same as a hug?
It's more than a hug. It's a hug from the heart.
Oh, I like that.
Beautiful.
Very cool.
Beautiful. Okay, is there anything else before we wrap this call up for today?
Yes, I would love. I'm Marianne, and I would love to thank Bonnie for the light language as well. It was so wonderful and beautiful. And I wonder if she's a teacher of the light language. Dolphin.
Am I what? I'm sorry.
She's asking if you're a teacher of the light language.
Are you
not at the moment. I'm just channeling it right now, but it could be something that I could unfold maybe in the future. Where I teach it.
Okay, keep in touch.
Yeah. Just go to dolphinwelltv.com.
Oh, yeah. Great.
You'll see more stuff coming up from me very soon. I'm creating.
Great. Also, congratulations, Muriel, for your 18th birthday. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I surprised myself. I'm still here.
Yeah.
I honestly never thought I would live to be this age. I always kind of assumed I would not, so I surprised myself.
Yeah. I think
great.
Also, yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Hey, Muriel.
Yes.
The best is yet to be.
I believe that. And so far as, you know, the energies coming onto the planet now, they are so huge, and they are so full of potential for all of us to get on board and open our, you know, as Bonnie said, you know, bring our presence forward and just expect the unexpected. This is not about limitation in the least.
No.
Yep.
And it's fun to create with the energy. Super fun.
Does Muriel
call in the
have
dolphin
contact information? Does Muriel have contact information?
Oh, well, yes. Yeah. MurielLindsay.com is my website.
Lindsay,
and Muriel at MurielLindsay.com is my email.
Yeah, LINDSAY.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, this has been a wonderful meditation, a wonderful group of people here today, and it feels complete. So I wish everybody a wonderful month. Thank you again so much, Bonnie. And I will get recording up on the website today or tomorrow. So I'm going to unmute everyone so we can all say goodbye at once. Hold on.
Thanks, everyone, too.
Hi,
thank
to
you.
My, to
bye.
My pod.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Bonnie.